Licking Stones. Carlisle Castle has been a working castle for over 900 years, and its strong keep has held many prisoners for centuries, some of whom left their mark. You might have seen pictures of the intricate graffiti on the second floor down in the dungeons. The walls have been carved in a very different way. After the defeat of the Jacobites in 1746, many prisoners were brought here by the Hanoverian government and the British government of the day, and they were imprisoned at Carlisle Castle. At one time, there were over 300 prisoners kept here, but eventually most of them were sent south for trial. They kept 90 prisoners, most of them in the basement or the dungeons of the castle. Throughout the very warm weather of 1746, 90 prisoners were kept crammed into that very small space in the dungeons. The trials only started in September 1746. There was very little water, but if you visit, as you'll be able to tell when you stand down there, the walls are damp. There are a natural sort of dip in the stone where the damp collects, and for sustenance, the prisoners were forced to lick the damp walls to stay alive, hence the term licking stones. They licked the stones to quite literally stay alive. There's a light in there now, but for the men kept in those cramped conditions, it would have been pitch black. And the atmosphere? The smell alone must have been horrific. One or two prisoners actually died in the dungeons and their bodies were removed. Most of the prisoners were then either sent for trial and tried for treason. Of course, in those days, hanging, drawing and quartering was the punishment if found guilty. That did actually happen at Carlisle, and about a third of the prisoners were executed for treason. A third were transported as slaves to the West Indies, which was as good as a death sentence. And another third, a lot of the lower-ranking Jacobite prisoners, were simply released. It must have been a horrendously gruesome time to be there, but reputedly the folk song Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond was written at Carlisle Castle at the time. The low road in reference to the grave.